Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're talking about something that's actually really cool, the events happening in Sarasota this June. David, you've been digging into what's going on in the community, and honestly, I feel like Sarasota's has become such a cultural hub lately. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So June in Sarasota is absolutely packed this year. We're talking art exhibitions, live music festivals, theater productions. It's really become a destination for people who care about culture and community. And what's interesting is how it's all tied together. These events aren't just happening randomly. They're really showcasing what makes Sarasota special.
I love that. You know, when I think about real estate and communities, the cultural events are actually a huge part of what makes a neighborhood thrive, right? So when you're looking at these 10 events, what stands out to you the most?
Honestly, there's a real mix. You've got everything from major art exhibitions at the Ringling, which is always a draw, to smaller grassroots music festivals that are popping up in neighborhoods and parks. What's cool is that it's not just one demographic. You've got families, young professionals, retirees, artists. Everyone's got something to do.
Oh, wow, that's actually really important. So it sounds like these events are bringing different groups together. Are there any that are particularly new or different from what Sarasota's done before?
Yeah, definitely. There are some newer, more experimental art spaces getting involved this year. And the music scene is expanding beyond just the traditional venues. You're seeing pop-up concerts, street festivals, collaborations between local musicians and visiting artists. It feels like the city's really leaning into being creative and taking risks.
That's so cool. You know what I think is interesting about that? When a community starts investing in and celebrating culture like this, it actually affects property values and community engagement. People want to live somewhere with that kind of energy. So if someone's thinking about moving to Sarasota or investing in the area, these events kind of tell you something about the community's future, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, cultural vitality is a sign of a healthy community. When you see this kind of investment in arts and music and events, it means people care about where they live. It attracts creative people, entrepreneurs, and families who value quality of life. And that in turn strengthens neighborhoods and creates economic opportunity.
Right, exactly. So for our listeners who are maybe considering Sarasota or just want to check out what's happening in June, what would you say is the best way to dive into these events? Like, should they just pick one or try to hit as many as possible?
I'd say it depends on what you're into, but honestly, go with your gut. If you love art, hit the exhibitions. If you're a music person, catch the festivals. And maybe try something you wouldn't normally do. That's where you really discover what a community is about. Plus, these events are great ways to meet people and get a real feel for different neighborhoods.
It's like a cultural tour of the city, basically. Well, this has been really helpful, David. I think our listeners are going to be excited to check out what's happening in Sarasota this June. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us.
Thanks for having me. It's a great time to be in Sarasota, and I think people are really going to feel the energy of the community when they experience these events.